Hello everyone, this is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Brutal Truth here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. As always, get at me on Twitter. My handle is at Cobra_org, and or get at me on my email, cobra.org@mail.com. I just want to talk to you all about a couple of things today. First, they finally got Steve Steffens. Well, they didn't get him. I mean, he shot himself, but they had him cornered. This is an example of our energies being misplaced. This is an example of victimization, folks. How sick and twisted we are. Here's an individual. He goes around and he kills innocent black people. And then he's willing to sacrifice himself for this so-called cause. But this cause is not doing anyone any good. As a matter of fact, it is doing nothing but harm to everybody. It makes no sense. But yet, this is what a stupid, ignorant, confused people do. This man was upset because he got, you know, I guess his relationship was ended by his girlfriend or his wife or whatever. And so he decides that he's going to take it upon himself to shoot innocent black people. Number one, where's the black self-respect? Why are you going around shooting innocent black people? You are mad at your girlfriend, at your, at your girlfriend. Why are you harming anyone because of something between you and her? It makes no sense. Now, I suspect that his real anger is rooted in some form. And racism, white supremacy. This man, like all of us, he was a victim. And at some point, I'm sure some psychiatrist would be able to show that what was really bothering him was his inefficiencies, his lack of being able to compensate for being a nigga in the system of racism, white supremacy. That's probably where this stems from, because no sane person is not gonna go and just start shooting innocent people because his girlfriend wants to split up. It doesn't make sense. It's not rational. You got 1 billion+ women on this planet. Pick one. It's stupid. It don't make no sense. That's some bullshit. So this man was probably just lacking, and he probably felt extremely inefficient. He probably felt as if there was a whole lot that he needed to compensate for being a nigga in the system of racism, white supremacy, more so than you or I or most people, and which caused him to act like this. But what I'm saying is that this is stupid. This is something that niggas do. This is something that animals do. You are not an animal, but you have been taught, you've been trained to be like a Rottweiler. You know, you've been taught and be trained and have been trained to be like a loyal, emphasis on loyal, a loyal pit bull, ready to attack and bite the ass off of anyone your master says whose ass needs to be bitten off. And this is the thing. This man was shot himself like a coward. Shot himself like a coward. And for what? For nothing. Absolutely nothing. He was willing to sacrifice himself. And, you know, the people that are really harming him, they felt nothing. He didn't do anything to them at all. Hell, you're already willing to sacrifice yourself. Why don't you sacrifice yourself for a good cause? Why don't you sacrifice yourself for somebody truly practicing injustice? There have been countless number of black people that have been shot innocently by white people, for the 100+ years we've been here. And there have been so many that have been going around shooting, harming black people for, you know, just within the past 5 years. You know, why couldn't he have gone around and tried to find some of those people, bring harm unto them? That would have been more understandable than just going around shooting innocent people that ain't done nothing, absolutely nothing. And it does no one no good at all. What stupidity? What an idiot. What a victim. See, but that's victimization. Only niggas do this. It's the same idea of us selling drugs to ourselves, robbing black people, robbing other black people. Why are you robbing up other black people? Most black people are broke. Most black people are desperate. On a certain level, all black people are desperate, but I'm talking about financially. Most black people are financially desperate. And here you are in a desperate community, in a miserable, shitty community, going around robbing your neighbors for crumbs. When on the other side of town, they have all that you need and then some. How stupid is that? This is your victimization, folks. This is how stupid we are as a people. And that's why I say Dr. Francis Cress Welsing Mental Institute needs to go up right now in every major urban center across this country. Because when you're talking about black people, you're talking about people that are sick, that are mentally sick. We are confused and we do not understand the system of racism, white supremacy. And one more thing before I let you go. And this is just my general idea on the media in general. Even with this story, this applies with this story. Anytime they tell you something, have the self-respect, have the courage to question. Question everything that you learn in this system of racism, white supremacy. Time and time again, these crackers, they come on and they say things that just aren't true. They paint you as an animal. They paint you as someone that's lacking. Someone that needs to be, that should always be compensating because you're not thorough enough. It's never enough for you. And this is how they paint you. And they'll go as far as to even lie to keep this narrative going. That's why you need to question everything these crackers are telling you on this television. I live in Atlanta. The bridge here in Atlanta collapsed a couple of weeks ago. And the crackers are now, they're saying that, well, the reason why the bridge collapsed was because there was a crackhead under the bridge and he started a fire. And that brought this bridge tumbling down. Isn't that nice? Oh, so such very, very wise reporting and thorough and truthful and honest little crackers. And then black people sit there and they take it all in. They nod their head. Oh, so a crackhead did it. Oh, well, yeah, they should get him. They should get that nigga and they should throw him in prison because this is what he deserves. You see, not even paying attention to the obvious. Now, come on now, during wartime, they use 2,000, 3,000 pound bombs to knock out this type of infrastructure. How in the hell something that takes during wartime, 2,000, 3,000 pound bombs, afford to be torn down? How can a crackhead accidentally bring down this kind of a structure within a matter of like an hour? Accidentally. It don't make no sense, folks. It don't make no sense. You see, I'm telling you, somebody in the city was negligent. They probably left some flammable materials down there or something. You never know. Somebody in city government could have done this themselves. You don't know, but it's possible. Much more possible than a crackhead that's been living there for, months and months on end, ain't caused no kind of trouble whatsoever. I'm sure he's been lighting up crack pipes for however long he's been down there. All of a sudden now he doesn't know how to light a crack pipe and he's responsible for bringing down a major piece of infrastructure. Get the hell out of here with that crap. Have some self-respect for yourself. Don't believe anything they say just because they say it. Because I'm white and I say so. Because I'm a good, honest, Christian, God-fearing, Midwest living cracker. Don't do that. Have some self-respect. Understand your history. Understand that, yes, these people do lie. They are not above lying. As a matter of fact, they are lying to you all the time. I keep telling you about refinement. www.cobrasinaction.org. Learn what refinement is. I will say it again. And I'll keep saying it until it gets into that thick, miserable Negro brain of yours. Refinement is the act of deceiving in the interest of maintaining dominance. Don't you understand that this is what's going on with this crackhead? They are maintaining dominance. Oh, this is how that statement manifests itself. They maintain dominance over you because they, in part anyway, because they control the narrative. Don't you get that? But nah, you don't get that because all you want to do is you want to be concerned with buying the latest shoes or playing the latest video games or watching the latest episode of Basketball Wives, watching the latest episode of Love and Hip Hop, watching a whole bunch of niggas be niggas on TV for white people's entertainment, and see white people sit back and they say, look at them. Look, they're so lost, they don't know what's going on. We can say anything about these people. We can say that there were some children up under that bridge, and they were wrestling and jumping up and down and throwing rocks, and that brought the bridge down. And these people would believe it. They would say, those some bad nigger children. They should lock those children out. Because they would believe it, because they believe anything we say. Because these people are not that smart. These people, they don't question. They don't have enough self-respect to question, even when it involves their own being mistreated. And that's exactly what's going on right now. This man is being mistreated. He's being mistreated, folks. This crackhead is innocent. He's a victim, and now he's being victimized even more. And I have heard several black people in my own life, in my own personal life, say things like, well, what a dumb nigga. He deserves everything he gets, and blah, 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 blah. Not even wanting to entertain the real possible notion that, hey, this unfortunate soul is just a scapegoat. These people are using him to cover up probably some of their inefficiencies, some shit they did. Yeah, no NAACP or nobody questioning the mistreatment of this man. He's just going to be, you know, thrown in prison. The key will be thrown away, and he will be forgotten about. Another victim lost in the system of racism, white supremacy. It's time to counter racism, folks. That conversation is starting right now on Twitter as we speak. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. And again, you can get at me on Cobra. You know, my Twitter handle is @cobra_org. And or you can email me at cobra.org@mail.com. Until next time, this is your host, Cobra #1. Take care.